Adrian Bassan of News 24 wrote a column yesterday saying it's about time to see some corporate leaders in orange jumpsuits, just reminding us, if we need reminding, that it's not only government officials that were involved in capture. Yes, there was a particular kind and focus of capture involving the state, but there are plenty of business leaders who also have been very, very, very naughty indeed. And as we wait for prosecutions of the state capturers, so too we wait for prosecutions of some of the naughty business people. And one of those naughty business people, Marcus Uster of Steinhoff, that is a saga which drags on, and it was discussed in Parliament earlier today. Gay Davis, our parliamentary correspondent, on the line to us now. What was the purpose of today's discussion?
Essentially, John, good afternoon to you. It was for the Standing Committee on Finance to get updated by the Public Investment Corporation and the Government Employees Pension Fund on the Steinhoff matter. As you know, the PIC, which manages funds, I mean, civil servants, retirement and pension funds, past and present, serving members of the public sector. And it took one of the hardest knocks when the share price collapsed in December 2017. MP is very keen to hear what sort of progress is being made in terms of pursuing those implicated, and that was the basis for today's meeting.
And what progress has there been, Gay?
Very little. What the biggest takeaway today was that the PIC says in order for it to take any action against directors of Steinhoff, it would need to have sight of the PwC report. This is, John, the report that on the investigation that PwC carried out into what went wrong at Steinhoff. They were commissioned by Steinhoff itself to undertake this investigation when the extent of the scandal became known.
And the reasons for Steinhoff not wanting to share this information with the PIC? And who is Steinhoff these days anyway? I mean, that's one of the questions, isn't it?
Well, there's a board. There's a management. They are people. But essentially, how I understand it is that Steinhoff's not wanting to hand over this report, and the PIC aren't the only people who want to get their hands on it. Amma Bongane have joined with Tiso Blackstar, the media house, to try and get their hands on it as well. But essentially, how I understand it is that Steinhoff doesn't want to hand this report over, and they're saying that that's because it's going to give ammunition for the guns of those who are in the sights of civil and criminal proceedings. So that would include Marcus Uster, the former CEO himself, whose resignation precipitated the dramatic wipeout of the share price. And he's facing proceedings from Steinhoff, and I'm sure that he would be very keen to see just what PwC's turned up in its investigation, but he's not the only one. And it seems to be that's the main reason why Steinhoff doesn't want to hand over this report. It will at some point have to hand it over, but there are further investigations underway, and it wants to, I imagine, have its ducks in a row before it hands it over to the NPA when it will become a public document.
And this is the Standing Committee on Finance, but has there recently been a briefing, or do you know if one's planned before Parliament rises, on any investigations about criminal activity?
You mean from the Hawks or from the National
Prosecuting
Authority? Yeah,
from the NPA through the Justice Committee.
Not to my knowledge. One of the things that the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Finance, Joe Masangani, was saying today was that if necessary, Parliament would get involved in trying to get hold of this report. So, you know, it wasn't formally put to the committee for consideration, and there's been no resolution on that. But he did say today that, you know, they've got the powers to subpoena people and documents, and, you know, if necessary, they would do that if they felt they needed to get their hands on this report. So this report is the big prize, I think, for a lot of different players. And now including the PIC, Lindy Wedlamini, the head of legal services at the PIC, saying that it's critical because they need to make sure that they've got all the relevant information so that when they do institute proceedings against past directors, they've got the full background, they've got the full picture of what happened.
Thank you very much to Parliamentary Correspondent for EWN, Gay Davis.